From WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. The International Rescue Committee works with refugees and other immigrants with low incomes who want to put down roots here by buying a home. Nala Malay, who coordinates individual development accounts at the IRC, explains what immigrants learn about terminology, building a credit score, setting up a budget to amass a down payment, and qualifying for matching funds. Then we meet two refugees who have done all that work. Hamida Ibadi from Afghanistan, and Adate Akwe, an asylee and community organizer from Togo on Africa's west coast.
America is seen like, you know, when you get in, you can have it all. Whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve. So having a house is a confirmation and the start of achieving your dream.
It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Owning a home has for generations been seen as a step to attaining the American dream. The International Rescue Committee, a resource for immigrants in Baltimore, is dedicated to helping its clients turn that dream into reality with its home buying program. Participants learn about credit scores, lending standards, and the ins and outs of real estate before they set out to buy a home. For some, it's a steep learning curve, but they say it's worth it for the security of owning a home and becoming an integral part of their community. Later in the show, we'll meet two participants and learn about their experiences. First, Nala Malay, an individual development account coordinator and administrator of the program at the IRC, is with us. Originally from Saudi Arabia, Malay earned an undergraduate degree in Boston and came to Baltimore in 2014 to earn her master's in public policy administration at the University of Baltimore. She joined IRC last November. Welcome, Nala.
Thank you.
What is the curriculum for the IRC home buying program? What do participants learn?
The home buying program was created to address several needs. And many of the refugees we held were moving out of the city. Those who did buy homes were not fully educated about the process. And because of limited financial knowledge, many refugees weren't aware they could work toward buying a home. So they learn many tools to help them buy houses here, including financial education, budgeting, and they receive one-on-one counseling as well.
Let's break that down a little bit. The curriculum for the IRC home buying program, mm-hmm. Financial education, what does that cover?
So for immigrants, they're not familiar with the home buying process. We walk them through every steps for that process. So because here in the U.S., it's totally different from anywhere in the world, we hold their hands through that process. Most of them, when they come here, their English is, they're still like learning English, and they don't know lots of terms and the process of buying a house in the U.S. So we provide financial education and also provide incentives to get them into the habit of savings. So our program is a 6-month program. So every month they have to attend a workshop, and that workshop would be like financial education and teach them about banking in the U.S. So most of them, they don't know, like when they come here, they don't know how to write a check. So we help them with that process, making sure that they don't get into foreclosures or issues with paying bills, and also introduce them to other kind of important issues that comes with buying a house here, which is like getting the right insurance for them and getting the right mortgage.
So financial education is everything from the language, because even if you speak pretty good English, the particular terminology of real estate and mortgages can be
Yeah, it's very overwhelming.
Overwhelming, them, so. Right. So there's the language, but then there's also the concepts, the ideas of saving and down payment and the insurance. All of that you cover before there's even a house on the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who is eligible? Who is this program for?
We conduct an outreach through our lists of immigrants. So those who've been here for over a year and have good job records, at least they will have to have 1 year of consistent employment and they have good credit score. But if they don't have good credit score, we help them with that. So the minimum qualification is 620 as credit score to be eligible to enroll in the program officially.
It's for low-income people?
Yes, yes.
What defines low-income for these purposes?
So mostly like immigrants, when they come here, even though there are doctors, nurses, and professionals in their homes, when they come here, they have to accept low-paying jobs. So those low-paying jobs would be like the minimum wages. So for them, they have to take that job to provide for their families. We have an income limit. So that income limit would be, it's determined by the federal poverty line.
So the federal poverty level, so that's $38,000 annual income for a family of three. Right?
Yes.
Do you work only with immigrants in the city of Baltimore?
We're focusing on immigrants in the city just because of the language barrier, as I mentioned. So we provide workshops with interpreters. The last workshop, we had Swahili, Arabic, and French.
So you had interpreters for all those languages?
Yes.
In one workshop. Is there an exam that homebuyers must pass?
They take actually post and pre-evaluation of knowledge, and there is no failing. You know, as long as they're doing like they're saving on time and every month, so for 6 months, then it's like they can guarantee that they're getting their incentives, which will go toward down payment and closing costs.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast speaking with Nala Malay, Individual Development Account Coordinator, about the International Rescue Committee's Homebuyer Program. Are there other financial benefits associated with the Homebuyer Program?
They save $667 for a single income family. And when they
$667.
Save, yeah, over 6 months. So it's doable. They have from 6 months to 10 months, as long as they're doing monthly savings. And we provide $6,500 that goes toward down payment and closing costs.
So if they save $667, mm-hmm. they can get from the program $6,500.
Yes.
So that's like a 9-to-1 advantage.
Yes.
That's a big incentive.
Yeah. And also, like, we connect them with other incentives in the city.
Like what?
The city provides lots of incentives for first-time home buyers. There is 10,000 vacants to value. And also, like, Live Baltimore offers 5,000 for the lottery. And they can get that, too. We have participants who got the 5,000 from Live Baltimore. And also, there is the CDBG, which is the Community Development Block Grant. There are too many incentives for first-time home buyers, so we connect them to these resources.
So what kind of impact would you say that it's having?
So people are getting like more education on how to buy a house in Baltimore. And as you know, Baltimore has lots of vacant houses. And Baltimore lack of diversity and those people adding to the city.
So you're saying, if I'm understanding you correctly, that you think that this kind of extra investment of education as well as money into newly arrived refugees and immigrants can help Baltimore diversify its population by bringing some of the vacants back to habitable housing.
Yes, and that will bring more businesses, will attract more businesses in the city.
For some people listening, it may seem counterintuitive that someone who's just relatively recently arrived in this economy and against a lot of odds is figuring out how to buy a home. Why does that make sense for the IRC to be working on?
This means a lot for the IRC because the IRC slogan is from harm to home. And when we resettle those refugees here in the city, we want to integrate them into the society, and we want to have them call Baltimore as a home for them. So by providing these services, we achieve our mission.
Where does the financial support for this come from, both for the classes that you offer and for the 9-to-1 match that you can offer people who are starting to save?
It's a generous donation from the ABLE Foundation supporting this mission, and also the PNC Bank. They are also involved with this.
I really appreciate you telling us about it, Nala. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nala Malay is the Individual Development Account Coordinator at the International Rescue Committee. She's been telling us about the Home Buyer Program. When we come back after a quick break, we'll meet two participants in the program and ask what they found surprising about buying a home in America. This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking today about the International Rescue Committee's home buying program, in which participants learn about U.S. credit and real estate practices in order to purchase their first home in Baltimore City. They also must have adequate savings before a purchase. And we're joined now by two participants in the program. Adate Akwe, an Asai Lee from Togo, West Africa, moved into his home almost 2 years ago with his wife and children. Welcome, Adate.
Thank you, Sheila.
And also with us is Hamida Ibadi from Afghanistan. She's currently attending the financial literacy classes through the IRC. Welcome, Hamida.
Thank you.
Adate, how did you come to Baltimore? When did you arrive? What's your story?
I came in 2005 and lived in Germantown, Maryland. And then a friend of mine suggested that I come and live in Baltimore. And in 2006, I came here ever since.
And what kind of work do you do?
When I came, I worked as a contractor for a contracting company to the NIH in Bethesda, here in Maryland, in the Department of Procurement. But originally, from home, I was in the air traffic industry.
Ah.
Yes, that's what I did, but highly involved in labor union activism, representing the workers' union, transport workers' union back home in Africa, continent-wide. So I act like a human rights activist originally from home, but working for the NIH 4 years ago, I lost my job, and then I tried myself in driving shuttle at the from airport to airport, BWI, Dallas, and Reagan Airport, but I didn't like transportation. Now I'm trying to have my own business.
And what kind of business is that?
Right now, I've just published a book. To teach about Africa to children in school. I call it, the title is African Coloring and Activity Book. And we are working on that to be able to go from school to school and teach African American and anyone who wants to learn about Africa to know more about the continent. And the other thing that I'm working on, I decided to be an inventor, and I've just got my first patent for an invention that I call the solar panel stop sign. So I'm working on my being an entrepreneur here in America. I don't want to work for anybody any longer. That's what I'm doing now.
Quite a lot going on. Hamida, when did you arrive in the U.S.? And what were the circumstances?
Yeah, I arrived in U.S. with my family in November 2014. Before that, several times I had a trip to U.S. and I went back to Afghanistan, continued my work. But eventually, when the situation got worse, I didn't want to continue living in Afghanistan in that situation. So I got the opportunity of a special immigrant visa, and I came to U.S. and I lived here with my family.
And you came straight to Baltimore?
First in New York, yeah, then to Baltimore.
So, Adate, at what point did you think about buying a home in the United States?
From 2006, we have been renting. And I do work as a community organizer, organizing my community here in Baltimore. Because one particular thing is I came from a French-speaking country. Uh-huh. With a language barrier here, it's difficult for my community to integrate in America. So as a human rights activist and community organizer, I have formed the Association of the Togolese and the people from Benin, West Africa in Togo here in Baltimore. So I was looking for all the opportunities here in America and in Baltimore in particular to achieve the American dream, part of which is, owing a property. So one day, 4 years ago, I went to the mayor's office, and then I asked whoever was there in charge of the community integration, I asked them, what would you do for an immigrant to stay in Baltimore with all these turmoil going on in this city, because people in my community are living here, going out to Nebraska, to South Carolina. So what would you do to make me think that living here is the best thing to do? So the person was very nice at the mayor's office, and he showed me this program, the house buying program. And he sent me to the office of the IRC. And we got into the process. That's how I got to know about the home ownership program.
And what was your experience like going through those literacy classes at the IRC?
Oh, very, very rich experience. Because, in Africa, one thing you may not believe is we use money to pay things cash. And when you can pay things cash in Africa, then you are somebody. When we came here, they told us that you have to buy everything on credit. We were disoriented. So we don't know how to use credit card. Most of us got into trouble using credit card. We don't know what it means to pay on time. We don't know what it means to build a credit score. So I, for example, I was kind of like rebel against a system forcing me to buy on credit to the point that I mess up my credit score.
So you had to rebuild that?
I had to rebuild it when I got into the program. So I learned, for example, that if you have a good credit score, then you are eligible to have a low interest loan, which is wonderful. I didn't know that. In that training, I learned things like that. I learned to have discipline, how I use my credit. So those are the little things that we didn't know when we come here, because the system back home is not the same. So I learned, for example, that when you have a credit card, you don't need to go beyond a certain amount using the credit you have available. But people in my community, when they say that you can take $2,000, we rush to the bank and we take it all, which is not good. So in that training with the IRC, the program, we learned things like that, which was very helpful.
That's Adate Akwe here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Akwe is a participant in the International Rescue Committee's Homebuyer Program. Also with me here is Hamida Ibadi from Afghanistan. Hamida, what about Afghanistan? What are the differences you've come across as you're learning about U.S. lending and real estate practices?
It is very much different in Afghanistan when you buy a house. The fact is, usually men are involved in buying and selling the house. If you have a man at home in your family, they are usually involved. But if you're alone, a woman, then you can do it. And we, in our country, a bank is not involved in that, in such a dealing, and there's no interest rate, there's no loan, there is no evaluation and appraisal, these kind of things that I learned here. I even didn't hear before about that, and I didn't know. And if you buy a house in my country, you just deal with the individual.
You don't have something like a real estate agent working the deal between you?
No, we have property dealers. It is like private. And you ask them to find a house. If you buy a house, they show you a few houses, and then you select one of them. Then you deal with the owner of the house. The dealer would ask the owner of the house, and you talk to them. And then when you finalized everything, then you go to the municipality and other government offices to document the property.
And you pay the full amount of that?
Yes, you pay the full amount.
You don't buy it on time like a mortgage?
Yes. There are some other organizations. They recently started work in Afghanistan, just in Kabul, the capital. People pay in three different phases. It's not like mortgage, monthly mortgage.
So you are in the process. You're learning, going through all this financial education and training. You've not yet bought a home, but
yes,
I gather you intend to. What does buying a home here in Baltimore mean for you and your family?
Since we live in a rental apartment, we think if we buy a house, we will feel more secure and safe. And the money that we pay for mortgage, that is good, because at the end you will own a house. But if you pay the rent, at the end you don't have anything.
Adate, let me ask you the same thing. What does home ownership stand for you? What has being a homeowner changed you in some way? You've been in a home now 2 years?
Yes. So owning a house is, you know, part of building wealth from generation to generation, number one. Number two is when you come to a country like this from abroad, America is seen like, you know, when you get in, you can have it all. Whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve. So having a house is a confirmation and the start of, you know, achieving your dream, like you had it before you get into this country. It's very, very significant. And one of the things that we have noticed is, like, although at the end of the month you have to pay your mortgage, it's not like you are giving the money to somebody who is, you know, just there to make money behind your back. It's like you are saving. So paying mortgage is different from paying a rent. And people in your community will give you a certain respect when they come to see you in your own house, even if you have to take care of your house yourself. You know, like, you know, I have a wonderful house with a big compound. I have to mow the lawn. It's a little bit of work. But you are doing it for yourself. You have a sense of, you know, satisfaction of doing something for yourself and your family. It means a lot for us in our community.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Hamida, thank you for telling us your story. Good luck.
Thank you.
Adatwe Akwe and future homeowner Hamida Ibadi, participants in the International Rescue Committee's Homebuyer Program, spoke earlier with Nala Malay, who is the coordinator of the Individual Development Account Program there. She's administrator of the program. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, you can find links to more IRC resources as well as ways to volunteer. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.